the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Welcome back to another episode on The Herbalist Path. I am really, really excited today about the guest I have on the show for you. Her name is Sarah, and she is a mom inside of my Apothecary Mama membership and Medicine Making Mamas too. And just hearing her story and how much she has been able to help people with herbs and plants as medicine in such a short window of time. As a teacher, I gotta say, it makes me really giddy, and my big old teacher heart just like pumps super big. If you can envision the emoji with the radiating heart, that's exactly what happens. So anyways, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show with me. I'm happy to have you.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, just let's give our people a little background, like who are you? Where are you from? What about your kids? That kind of whatever you want to dive into in that realm.
Sure. So I am a 43-year-old mom of an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old. I live in Wisconsin, born and raised here. I grew up on a dairy farm, married a farmer. I'm now divorced. So I'm a single mom. So that's kind of my background. And I started getting into herbs. I started really looking into it. Maybe I started looking into it about a year ago. And I think I got into your program in September of last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love hearing you say you're from Wisconsin because my partner is from Wisconsin. We made our daughter in Wisconsin after a Brewers game. Too much information for the whole world to hear? Maybe. And my sister-in-law is named Sarah, and she's also from Wisconsin. And her and my partner were actually born in the same hospital 11 months apart in Waukesha. So,
oh, wow.
I got a thing for Wisconsin people. It's a thing. And you know what else is funny is when I was in fourth grade, we all had to like pick a state to do a report on. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin was the state I picked.
Oh, so
I have a lot of heart in Wisconsin. And I love that you are a farmer and you're still in the world of agriculture.
Correct. Correct. I always have been. I was very involved when I was growing up. And then I went to college for agribusiness, and that's been my career ever since.
I think that's so darn cool. So being in agriculture, what made you start thinking about herbal medicine? Like, had you used it before? You said you started to get into it about a year ago. So what was life like before that?
So, well, in life before that was very, traditional. Like, I had always followed the, you know, as far as medicinal stuff goes, just the traditional Western medicine. Mm-hmm. One thing that I will say, so when I was pregnant with both of my children, living on a farm, a crop farm, so there's a lot of chemicals that are sprayed and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I was not able to drink our well water mm-hmm. when I was pregnant, or either of my children were not allowed to drink the water for the first year of their life. I mean, you couldn't make formula with it or anything. So I think that's one of the first times that I actually thought about it, was kind of both of those times when I was like, okay, what is really going on with that part of things? And then also through my life, other people in my life, my father, being one of them, he had started using herbal medicine and natural medicine. And he was my dairy farmer father, like traditional dairy farming, the chemicals, the everything. And he stopped farming in 2000. So he started kind of getting into this, and he was telling me a lot about this, and I was kind of like, okay. And then he'd keep talking about it. And, he was taking this, and he was taking elderberry for this. And when I would get sick, I got pneumonia at one point, he's like, oh, you should really try this elderberry syrup and these different things. And I tried it, and I started realizing this actually helped me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where what sparked all of that. And being a mom, being a single mom, and wanting to, you know, to save some money and being able to do things on my own. And now I live in town versus in the country, and wanting to connect to kind of that agricultural part of me, where looking at plants and looking at those type of things and things that grow. And because that's in my soul. And when you're a farmer's daughter, that never leaves you.
Right.
Right. So looking at how things that grow and that we can grow ourselves can actually be beneficial, and starting to read about it and learn about it, I'm like, man, this can really be beneficial for us. Because also, I'm a person that's never really been one that just wants to take all of these pills the doctor gives you. Like, a lot of them are beneficial. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Western medicine is definitely beneficial for us and can be life-saving. But looking at, okay, what could I do to save some money here? What could I do on my own that also connects to my roots and loving nature and wanting to be in nature? How can I bring this all together to not only help my kids, but myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a fantastic perspective. Like, you really can save a lot of money doing this. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about initially, when you started sharing that story, you were talking about living on the farm and it being a crop farm. And, you know, there's chemicals that get sprayed on these crops and you aren't able to drink the water. And it was funny that you said this now, because at the time of recording today, I just posted a post of like this beautiful river that I'm blessed to live on. That's like this mountain spring river. Yet there's no pristine water out there that hasn't been impacted by either agricultural runoff or by mm-hmm. pharmaceutical runoff. So yeah. It's like both of them partnered together make these incredibly, I mean, water is life. Without it, none of us live, right? And yet they're all so heavily polluted. So that's a whole nother soapbox that that I can go on for long, long time.
Yep.
And I don't want to get too deep into it, but it was just interesting that you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So your father sounds super rad. It makes me wonder, like, what made him, did he just retire from farming in 2000, or was he seeing something else happening in life? Or
so, and this is typically what's happening with a lot of dairy farmers, is it's just not a sustainable form of income anymore because of commodity prices and whatnot. And so it was at the point where it just wasn't feasible for him to continue and make any money. So he got out of that, and he had met some people, and he had kind of taught him a little bit about this, and he just took it from there, and he started to explore it and started to tell us about it, myself and my siblings. And yeah, that's kind of where that all started from.
You guys are maybe like, yeah, that's kind of cool, I think. I mean, sure, but whatever. This is how I do life, and this is how I'm going to stay doing life.
Exactly.
I think that happens for a lot of people. Like, I know it does for my family as well, and it probably did for me. Like, if I were to reflect back on it long enough, like, oh yeah, this is really cool, but whatever. Everything else is so much easier.
Yes,
or absolutely. Just more readily available, or what I know about it. So yeah, it can be. And really, go ahead.
Yeah. And I think too, as far as I'm a single mom and I have an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old, I was at the point where I'm like, you know, my kids are kind of really self-sufficient, and I don't have to, you know, I want to learn something. I want to do something that, you know, when my kids are busy doing whatever with their friends or with school, like I want something to do for myself. And I think it was thinking about our health and, my love for plants and all of that. And I started to just think, well, you know, that would be really cool from what I've been hearing about. You can make your own medicine. Like, okay, maybe I should look into this. That would be something really, really interesting for me to start learning about when I have my downtime, when the kids are busy. And yeah, that's kind of why I started really looking into it.
Nice. And you accidentally magically fell upon me, an apothecary mama, which is so exciting.
I did. Because initially I had started just looking at things on Google or TikTok, and I'm like, okay, there's all of this different information. I don't know what's real or what's correct or accurate. Because you know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. And I had seen you on TikTok and talking specifically about working with moms and medicine for your family. And that struck me. And so then I started watching more of your stuff, and I took one of your free courses, and I was like, oh, this lady knows what she's talking about. I think I need to look into this.
Awesome. I'm so glad that happened. Yeah. It's so funny because I'm going back to another like TikTok that I actually just recorded before our call today. And it was responding to a person who had posted a comment on one of my videos, and it was a video about comfrey, and I love comfrey. And this person writes in their comment, I don't know if it's a female or a male or whatever. They said, comfrey is highly toxic and will unalive you. It should only be used for topical use. And, you know, there's an ounce of validity in that. Comfrey for sure does have toxins, and it's not something I take internally, and it's not something that I recommend everybody take internally, because it does have pyrazidine alkaloids in it, which are liver toxic. They can be damaging to people who have fatty liver disease or have suffered from alcoholism or other liver health issues, right? Damaging. It's not the comfrey that's necessarily going to unalive you, though. And there are still to this day hundreds of thousands of people that drink comfrey on a regular basis. So for somebody to come on the internet and be like, oh, it's highly toxic, it's going to unalive you, that's going to spread the way people freak out on the internet. Yes. And suddenly like, oh my God, comfrey is the worst thing in the world. And it has spread a bit like that. Like when I ran my product line and I would do insurance paperwork, I had to go through like certain, is this herb in your product? Is this herb in your product? And comfrey was always one of them. And I believe it's because of the science behind the pyrazidine alkaloids. And it's just that level of misinformation that can cause heaps and heaps and heaps of drama and untruth. And it chaps my hide. Yeah, comfrey has been taken internally for thousands and thousands of years by many people. And again, that doesn't mean it's safe for everybody. I am not recommending you go out and take comfrey. I'm just recommending that you do much deeper research than some moron on TikTok. Just saying. Sorry, person on TikTok, if I just...
No, absolutely.
But just, yeah, I could go on a soapbox on that forever, but it's really, really hard. Like, how do you navigate that? How do you find out what is safe? Who can you trust? Who is knowledgeable? You know, absolutely. I have an idea, but I'm curious what you have to say.
I totally agree with that. And there's so many different, even on TikTok, there's so many different creators who are saying different information, and you're getting all this different information. And you're just like, okay, what's really accurate here? What's the best way to do this? Especially even with making medicine, mm-hmm. when I first started to try to make my own, I was doing it, you know, okay, this is what I've looked at. This is what I've read. But then after taking your course, learning more about, okay, what herbs are actually good for this and why? Mm. And why? The why is huge.
Yeah.
And being able to understand the different herbs and why they work and with which body systems they work was mm-hmm. huge, because I think that's where I've gotten to, is that one of my kids gets sick and I'm like, okay, what body system is this affecting? Okay, I know this herb does work with this, has an affinity for this part of the body, so that's probably one I can use. Okay, now which way is the best way to introduce it into my kid? Which way are they going to be able to take it? Because they're teenagers, but still, they still don't want to take anything that doesn't taste good. You know, I can get them to most times, but still, you know, you want it to be, you want to make sure that you're giving them the right things and that it's something they're going to take. And what's been fascinating for me is the beginning of this journey, getting my kids to take things. They're like, I don't want to take that. What is that? What are you doing? To the point where I'm at now, not even a year later, where I have a daughter who's like, Mom, I don't feel good. Can you make me that stuff you made the last time because it worked?
The fart tea.
The fart tea. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love hearing your stories in the community and the group. You are always learning so well and answering really asking really intelligent questions and being there to support all the moms in the group with really intelligent and well thought out answers. And it's, I mean, I'm going to go back to my proud teacher heart, like seeing how much you have learned from the start. I very distinctly remember you in the beginning, and I was sharing some tea recipes for something or something along those lines. And you're like, my family and I don't do tea. What else can we do? And then like, yep. Fast forward a month or two, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the local tea shop with my kid and exactly. picking up herbs. And,
exactly. I remember that, thinking there's no way any of us are going to drink tea. Like, we don't drink tea, but I didn't realize what I thought was tea was like green or black tea leaves and that taste, where I didn't realize when you use herbs as tea and can combine them into different formulations, they taste so good.
So good.
And now I have, I mean, anytime my daughter gets a sore throat with her allergies, she asks me, can you make me some of that tea for my throat?
Yeah.
Instead of, Mom, can you go to Walgreens and get me some throat drops or whatever?
Right. I love that. That's so beautiful. And it seems like she's learning right along with you. Mm-hmm. Like, how
which
awesome
is really
is that?
Fun. Yeah. And that's really fun too, that she's learning this too. And we can go out and I'll take her with me and take her out for an afternoon and like, let's go pick some plants so I can make some cool medicine. You know, and it's time you get to spend with your kid as well, instead of, you know, how it is these days where a lot of times they want to look at their phones or they want to do this or that, especially as teenagers, where you can get them outside in nature and do something with you and then teach them like, yeah, this is the one I'm going to pick this one. This is why. And this is what it's going to do to help you if you get sick.
Yeah, so much fun. So yeah. Stinking empowering and a blast. So I love hearing that the kids are learning. Like, to me, that's magical. I didn't have this as a child. Like, this is not something my parents taught me. I invested time and money in learning what I know about plant medicine, and I'm so grateful that I did. But my daughter, like, it's her life. She doesn't know anything better. So when I'm like, isn't this plant cool? She's like, really, mom? But yet when her friends are around and somebody needs help, she knows where to go. And her friends are like, whoa, that's so cool. And then she's like, oh, my friends think this is cool. It's not just my mom doing this nerdy stuff and making me love all these plants.
Exactly. Well, my son's 18 and he's doing his own thing and he just graduated and he's never really been into this. And, you know, he's doing his own thing. But last year, well, it wasn't even last year. It was probably maybe end of last year. He had an earache. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if I had, remember those eardrops we used to get from the doctor? He's like, 'cause I got an earache. And I'm like, let me give you something different. I'm going to make this. 'Cause you know, I've been learning this herb stuff. He's like, okay, mom, whatever. So I made him some eardrops, some garlic and mullein eardrops, and they worked. So this was maybe a month ago. He called me at work and he said, mom, where are those eardrops you made? Because my ear hurts. And he's not asking me, where's the stuff from the doctor? He's like, where's that stuff you made? And I said, okay. That. Yeah. Yeah. Because like 18-year-old boy who is like, he's Mr. Macho, Mr. You know, whatever. He's like, mom, I need
burn some and tire rubber.
Exactly.
Graduation celebration. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's awesome. That is so stinking cool to see. And I think more and more children are waking up to it. And maybe it's because I've super immersed myself in this world. And that's like my mission is to make that happen. So mm-hmm. I'm choosing to see the light in that realm. In your time in this group, like you've shared a lot about how you've been able to help your kids, how they've come mm-hmm. to you for sore throats, how your daughter loves the fart tea and how she got burnt and was like, hey, can you bring me the salve that you made instead of like everything you would get at Walgreens, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But you've also found some amazing results for people in your family and community that aren't. Yes. Your children.
Yes.
I wonder if you can share a little bit about that and how that is going.
Sure. So my dad and my stepmom, and they're the ones that kind of had been the ones that were trying elderberry syrup and different things and have been trying to do some more natural things for years. And they're the kind of some of the people that have sparked this in me. My dad has blood pressure issues and he had asked me one day, what do you think would be good for blood pressure? And I'm like, well, because you're my dad, I'm going to tell you what I've learned. I told him, okay, I have, because when I started making tinctures, I had given them some, mm-hmm. just a variety. And they're like, oh, okay, this is great. If we need to try something, we'll try it. I said, so I think you have some hibiscus tincture that I made. I said, I know that's a good one for cardio stuff. I said, just try it. And he took some of that tincture I had made and it dropped his blood pressure by like 30 points in a day.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And then my stepmother, this was, I don't know how many months ago, she has bad asthma and so does her daughter. And she was asking me, what do you think we could try like with herbs that's good for asthma? And I think I had talked to you a little bit and I did some more research and some of my books and I talked to her a little bit about some of the different things. And I'm like, well, this herb does this and this one does this. And I said, elecampane, I know is one. And she's like, let's just try that one. She's like, could you try to make something for me out of that? So I made her a syrup out of elecampane and some other different herbs I put in there, like licorice root and some other ones that I thought might help. And she swears by it now. And her daughter, they take it religiously. And she told me, she's like, this works better than my inhalers have ever worked. And now my dad and my stepmom have made their own tinctures because they asked me, okay, how do we make this by ourselves? And I'm like, well, this is how I did it. You can give it a shot. And awesome. They are now making it themselves. So that's really cool. And I have a friend who, her husband deals with a lot of anxiety and that type of thing. So I had recommended like, well, I have anxiety as well. This is what I've done. Like lemon balm, take that and make it into a tea, passion flower, try this, you know, there's adaptogens you can try. And so that gave them some tinctures and some herbs to try to make into teas. And it's really helped them a lot too. So it's just, it's really cool to see that you get to, that you're helping people and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I never knew that this type of stuff could work, especially with my friend's husband, who he is scared to death of going to the doctor. So, just from past issues, he's super afraid of the doctor. So she's like, can you just tell me what can I do without taking him to the doctor? I'm like, you could try this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And I always give the disclaimer that I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. You know, this is just me being your friend. Just try this. It's, you know, and it's, there's been good results. So it's really, I'm really happy to see that.
Oh, I love hearing that. It makes me really happy too. And I was going to ask you, like, how does it feel to know that you have that knowledge and that wisdom to share with people that you care about?
It's really cool. And it's really cool that people that are skeptical about it and think this is just a bunch of hippie crap and this, you know, but then having them actually try something, be like, oh my gosh, this actually works.
Yeah.
And then being able to also explain, like, do you realize that prior to like the last 100 years, this is how people treated medical conditions. And this is how people, this is what people did.
Yeah.
And it just got lost within like the last 100 years, and like bringing this back and for people to start to understand this, even skeptics, it's really, I think it's really powerful and it's really beneficial for people to start realizing that this really isn't the alternative medicine. This is what medicine always was until the last 100 years.
Yep. 100, almost 200 years.
Yeah.
And man, it really wiped out traditional knowledge so quickly.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And
it's very powerful to have that knowledge, because I think when you go to the doctor, they'll ask you your symptom and they said, this is the pill for it. But one thing I've noticed about talking to anybody who's a clinical herbalist is they don't just ask you your symptom. They say, let's get to the root of that symptom and see where exactly it's coming from, so we know exactly what we need to work on. Yeah. Versus just, here's a pill, take it.
It'll here's your instant feel- fix herb. Ta-da! Right.
And that's something I think we've got so ingrained into our heads, is it's, we just take a pill and it'll fix it.
Yeah.
We don't want to do the work and be like, okay, if there's other lifestyle changes that need to be made or things, other things that need to be addressed, like we need to work on that too, to make sure that we're getting down to why we're actually having these issues. And then the herbs can help, but there's other things you have to do also.
I think you are listening so well in those lessons and classes, because like, that's one of the big differences also in that internet herbalism stuff and just going out online and what herb is good for this. I feel like it's the most common question I ever get as a clinical herbalist. And, you know, I probably chop a lot of people's hides because I'm like, I can't give you the information that you are seeking because I don't know you, your health history, the cause of your issues, or any of those things. Sure, I can help with some acute symptom relief and management. But for anybody that truly wants to heal themselves, you have to look at it a little bit deeper than just what's my instant fix pill in plant form.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you have really come around a lot in just the short time that you have been in Apothecary Mamas. And when I hear you speak, like right now, and what you're saying about how you're helping people in your family, in your community, and all of those kinds of things, I'm curious, what are the things that makes you like, holy crap, I can do this, or holy crap, I am knowing what I'm talking about. I am starting to feel confident that these herbs are going to help people. Like, are there any contributing factors that have helped you get to that point?
Hey, I wanted to to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. I love this time of year. It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable. Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ass Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ass Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good. Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ass Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again.
I think what's been helpful for me is honestly just hearing what people have been telling me, like, yes, this is working. But I think it's been a confidence builder for me to be able to say, if somebody does ask me a question, to have the resources that I have, especially through your program, I can go on to the portal and look something up and say, okay, I remember hearing about that. I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going to tell them what I think I know, but I'm going to go look back at this Q&A session or this PDF I saw, or I have PDFs printed up, lessons printed out that I keep in a binder from the program so I can just flip through them quick. Mm-hmm. So just having that knowledge and knowing it's like at my fingertips too, where I can go back in there and just look at something from the past that I heard or that you said, or that you'd sent out, or, you know, from the lessons. Because I like to make sure that I know exactly what I'm telling people to, like, even if they are my family. Example is my ex-husband's father. He has cancer and he's got some, you know, joint issues and he's got problems with his knees. I'd given him a salve for his knees made out of goldenrod and it really helped him. Now, would I give him something and tell him, hey, you have cancer? I know this herb has been shown to help with cancer. Absolutely not, because I'm not a clinical herbalist and I know where my limits are. So you also have to know where your limits are when you're just learning about this and be mindful of that too. So there's a level of confidence you have as you're learning and you kind of know what you know, but also realizing what you don't know and where you should. Yep.
There's so much power in that right there. And I love that you're going back and doing the research, because oddly enough, every lesson I write in that program, I go back and I do hours and hours of research in there. Even if it's something I have done 150,000 times, I'm still going back and doing more research, because I want to make sure that I'm teaching you guys well. And just listening to you, I mean, not to bring this to me, but to the program, it just gives me a lot of relief because I've worked really hard over this last almost year putting it together. And a lot of times what I have felt is that people just want that instant fix herb. Just tell me what to do right now, right here. And we have those deep dive intensives where I'm like, here's how the body works. Here's how these issues are coming about. Here's what may be causing them. Here's the lifestyle choices you might want to choose. And finally, here are some herbs you can look towards. And there's been points in my times of creating those lessons where I'm like feeling this sense of guilt or letting you guys down because I'm not just like, oh, this is your problem. These herbs. But I want to empower you guys to think more strategically than that, to think really wisely and understand how and why these herbs work so that when you don't have an herb in a formula I gave you, you can look to another herb and be like, ooh, this herb works in similar ways. Let's try it or what have you. So
absolutely, because I think that's super important when you're doing this is because one of my kids comes up with some type of illness or whatever they caught from school or whatever. And maybe I don't have the herb that pops up first in my mind. Okay. But I know that this herb and this herb and this herb work on that part of the body. So, okay. I know how they work with that part of the body. So, okay. Then, I think that's super important to just not know. Okay, if it's a respiratory thing, these are three herbs for that. Okay, but how do they work? Because if you have a cold, you could have a runny nose, you could have a sore throat, you could have multiple different things that go on with that, right? So like, yeah, I think it's super important to learn. Sorry.
All good.
To learn not only what to give, but why you're giving it. Like, why are you putting this in your child's body? Like, right. Why? I think that's super, and it's empowering when you learn that. And when something happens or something comes up, you're like, yep, I feel super awesome because I know what to give, but I also know why to give it and what it's going to do to my child's body or mine or whoever else.
Right. Yeah. I think empowering is a great word for it. Like, oh, wait, this does work. Oh, wait, I don't have to just call the doctor. Or I don't have to just run to the drugstore. Like, I have plants that can help. I'm so incredibly biased on the power of plant medicine. It's unbelievable, but it's only because I see results through people I've worked with and through people I've taught and the people that they are touching and the people that they are touching and helping. Yep. And it's incredibly beautiful.
I think too, real quick. I think too, when you're talking to people who have no real knowledge about herbs and you're saying, okay, well, maybe you should try this. If you can tell them, this is why, this is what it's going to do for your body and what the reasoning is, that also helps too, for them to be able to say, oh, okay, maybe this is actually going to work and help people to not be so skeptical about it. If that makes sense.
It totally does. A lot less eye roll and shrugging of the shoulders. Right. Yeah. You know, I still get the eye roll and shrugging of the shoulders from my siblings and family members. Like, oh, one of my siblings reached out with something pretty serious the other day that they were sharing with all of us and like, let me know how I can help you. And I know how I can help. But if I start to push that his way, he's not at all going to listen. So I could just say, okay, I'm here if you need me. And here are these two phenomenal resources that are people other than me, people that I have learned from that are really brilliant. Look into them or not. And of course, I have to say, and of course, with your Western medical practitioner of sorts, whichever you are working with. And still, I know that that is not going to be listened to by that person, which is a heartache to me. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand your boundaries and you can't change them.
Absolutely.
Unless they want it. So
yeah,
having the knowledge of how and why the herbs work makes a world of difference, because then you can speak to people in an intelligent way and say, hey, I can help you.
Exactly. That's like what you just said about, here's the herb. This is what, you know, instead of you saying, okay, for this condition or this illness, take this herb. Okay. And then you tell someone else that and they ask you why, and you can't explain it. I mean, it's totally different if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely different. So I want to talk about you and tea and hating tea and your dad and elderberry syrup and your elderberry syrup and tincture making, from one end of the tincture making process to the, that's totally different. Let's chat a little about that.
Absolutely. Because so I had started out, when I first started taking your course, I'm like, okay, I'd been like, okay, I've seen these TikToks, seen how they just add this vodka to these herbs. I'm just going to try it, you know, and I know, oh, this ashwagandha. Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to learn a little bit about this and I'm going to try making a tincture out of this. Okay. I did. Great. I started going further through the program and I did Medicine Making Mama. I started that. And then I really learned the more scientific way to make tinctures. So I made another ashwagandha tincture. When that was done, I'm like, okay, I just want to look. I took my first ashwagandha tincture I had made and set the jar of the new one I had just made after I'd learned so much more. They looked totally different. They tasted totally different. The first one was really a light color. It tasted really just like ashwagandha, like tainted booze, where the second one was much darker. So to me, that said, okay, much more of this herb was extracted, because you can see it. It smelled like ashwagandha. It tasted much more like the herb. So I'm like, holy cow, this makes a huge difference. Because if I'm going to do this and take the time to get these herbs, to buy them, to forage them or whatnot, and make the medicine and take the time to do this, I want to make sure that the medicine I'm making is quality medicine and that it's going to be as beneficial as it can be for us to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, as I obviously, you know, I talk a lot about the medicine making aspects and, you know, the folk remedies, which are fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's okay. Play with your herbs and play with your medicine. That's great. And when you're ready to make really potent medicine, I can help you step it up.
Absolutely.
Yep. And a lot of people will get mad because I say I like the scientific ways. And I'm like, science is cool. And it's real. And I still love the woo-woo and folky ways as well. So, it's just where you want to be with all of it. For me, as a clinical herbalist, the scientific measurements and aspects of it are pretty important, because when I am working with somebody, they're common question is, how much do I take? What do I give to my kids? Mm-hmm. How do I know? And if somebody's like, I have this lemon balm tincture and it's fresh from my garden and I use this vodka and it's all organic and here it is, but I have no idea what's really in there, like how much of the lemon balm, and you're using a 40% alcohol with a fresh plant, like all the things, it makes it impossible for me to say, here's how much you should be taking. So standardized extracts and things like that can become really, really important.
And I think that too, if you compare it to when you are going to the drugstore and buying something off the shelf, you're going to want to know exactly what's in it and what percentage is in it, how much medicine's in it. You're not going to want to go and pick something that's like, well, we don't really know exactly the percentage of the medicine that's in here or how much exactly you should take, because we don't know the percentage. That's why I really stick to the scientific method myself, because I want to know exactly what's in it and how potent it is.
I mean, I do both still to this day, but if I'm working with people or I'm making a product for sale or anything along those lines, the scientific aspects are really important. But sometimes I just want to be creative and play and have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to go through the whole process. But I think that's also because for 12 years, that's what I did, precise measurements of herbs for a long, right, long time. Exactly. And I'm like, I just want to do a little of this and a little of that. So,
oh, for sure. Yeah. And me just like still being newer at this, it's like, okay, I just, if, especially if I'm going to be giving this to a friend or whatever, I just want to know that I'm doing it the right way. Like,
for sure.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's the other benefit I have is like, I've done it for a long time. Exactly. So I have a lot of intuitive insight as to like, you know, like a chef can pop into a kitchen and be like this here and that there and all that.
Yep.
Fun,
like if
fun
you made
stuff.
Something like that, I would totally trust taking it from you because you, you know what you're doing.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, you watch yourself, Sarah, you're going to be in big trouble. I'll have to mix up something really fun soon. Drive out to Wisconsin. That's going to have to happen. Amazing. So if like, I would love to hear from you. If anybody out there is like thinking, I might join Apothecary Mamas, why would I want to do this? Like, can you tell them what's in it for them? Like, why would they want to do it? Or any words of wisdom there?
I would say for one, it's peace of mind that you are getting accurate information from someone who is also a mom, especially when you have kids and you're wanting to do this for your family. It's someone that who is also a mom, that has been doing this for many, many, many years. And you're definitely a great teacher. So it's fun to learn from you. It's not boring to learn from you. It's fun. We also have the Apothecary Mama group. So I've met a lot of different moms as well from across the country. So that's fun as well. And being able to talk to other moms who are in the program, see what they're doing, what they're learning. And we learn from each other as well with your guidance. That's sometimes really beneficial, especially being a mom and you're busy and, you know, you're always with your kids and having some adult interaction with other moms. It's always good. It's always fun.
Yeah. That's my social life.
Yes. It's a good community to be in. And there's a lot of great moms in there. So definitely that. And just like I said, having that peace of mind that you're not just learning something from Dr. Google or somebody you don't know on TikTok, and having a reputable teacher who knows what she's doing, who's guiding you through this. You have the online portal where you have all of the resources and all of the previous calls and lives, because I know as moms, we sometimes get busy and we can't make it to one. Okay. If you can't make it to one, when you have an hour of downtime, go watch a video, go see, you know, you're able to ask all your questions in there, and which is super beneficial too. Like, I have my questions I may want to ask, but other moms are asking questions that you may not have thought of, like, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. And then getting to hear the answers. And I just think it's great. And it's super fun. And it's a fun way to learn.
Awesome. That's exactly what I wanted it to be, is a fun way to learn. Like, I've learned from many amazing herbalists, some of them very fun and some of them far from fun, maybe very intelligent, but really hard to listen to. I'm trying to follow you. I want to follow you, but suddenly I'm falling asleep. Did you dose the whole crowd with some skullcap? that's amazing. I'm so grateful you became a part of this community, because it has been really, really fun to watch your transformation, to watch the things that you're doing to help people in your community, and the way that you're helping people inside of the Apothecary Mama community. It's really beautiful for me to see as a teacher. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It lights my heart up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And if you have any other things you want to share with the listeners, or words of wisdom or anything along those lines, share away.
Yeah, no, I just think it's a great community, and it's great that it's been growing. And I think it's fun to see, even being in the program kind of from more of the beginning stages, to see the new moms coming in and seeing the things they're doing and seeing what they're making. And it's a great place to be, and it's a great place to learn. And it's a great community, and you develop good connections, and we're all kind of in there for the same reason, because we want to be able to promote the health of our families and do it in a good way that's good for us and the planet, and making friends along the way, really.
Yeah, I really love seeing the connections of people inside of the community from all walks of life and ideologies and whatnot. Like, I love that the community, we're there for herbalism.
Right.
In a world full of so much separation and divide and hate and la-di-da-di-da. Like,
absolutely.
We're all here.
We're all in there. And when we're all in there talking, we're just talking about herbs and our kids and our families. And it's none of the other stuff that's, you know, so kind of toxic in today's climate. So it's really nice. And it's just a nice place to be and connect with people without kind of that other stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks again, Sarah. It's an honor to have you there. I love watching you learn and grow. I love watching you making herbalism spread like wildflowers. You are the herbalist in your home and teaching your kids to be that. And I think it's so freaking beautiful. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and the honor to help you get there. And I can't wait to see where you go with it and how those wildflowers continue to spread thanks to you. So
absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways. When they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency.
They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.